السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. صدق الله العظيم. This morning while coming for the Fajr Salah, so we noticed that there is a power outage in the area. So this should be a lesson for us as far as our lives are concerned, that there will also be a power outage in our own lives. Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Ali mentions in some ash'ar of his, he says, Daf'atan sarbar jo'a ponche ajal, pir kahatu aur kahadarul amal. He says, suddenly, when death strikes an individual, then where will that person be? And where will be darul amal? So the person will be cut off now from that opportunity to do any good deeds any longer. So alhamdulillah, in this masjid, they have backup systems that if the lights go out, then the generator or whatever else it may be suddenly kicks in, and then we still have light, so we feel comfortable. But those homes, they don't have these systems. So now how inconvenient it becomes. Of course, man, unfortunately, we only appreciate bounties when it disappears. As long as a person has got the bounty of lights, it never ever crosses his mind to ever make shukr to Allah, that Ya Allah, I make shukr to you for this light. Or alhamdulillah, when you switch the light on, it comes on. So we don't ever make shukr. But suddenly when the lights go, then the person now realizes what a great bounty lights were, or what a great bounty it is to have water on tap. Once, the daughter of Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, so she may have been in her 20s, so she had a severe toothache. So she was complaining to her father, tooth is paining, whatever it may be. So Mufti Sahab told her that now you are in 20 plus. For 20 years you had this tooth. Did even one day, I never heard you one day saying Alhamdulillah for this tooth of mine. But then one day when your tooth started paining, then you making such a big noise. Of course he was making tarbiyah of his daughter. But what a lesson for all of us. That when Allah Ta'ala gives us bounties, we don't ever make shukr of these bounties. That is why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الشَّكُورِ. One person was making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, and he heard somebody standing at the multazam and just making one dua. Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. Oh Allah, make me from those few. Because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الشَّكُورِ. There are very few of my bandas who make shukr to you, who make shukr to me. So we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grants us the tawfiq to appreciate and value every single bounty of ours. So we mustn't wait for the bounty to be snatched away and then we say, Ya Allah, what a great bounty that was. A person, his gaze falls on his children, Alhamdulillah. The person sits in his car, Alhamdulillah. The person, you know, whatever it may be, beautiful clothing that we have, Alhamdulillah. And in many of the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we had mentioned, the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in itself is such a mu'jiza. So for example, from the morning when a person wakes up, what is the du'a that we are taught? Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. So all praise be to that Allah who has given me life once again. The gist of the dua. Then when a person relieves himself from the toilet and he comes out, he says, Ghufranak, Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anna al-adha wa'afani. All praise be to that Allah who has removed this taklif from my body and he has granted me afiyat. The person eats food. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani wa saqani wa ja'alani muslimin. So then again the person thanks Allah subhanahu. So we are constantly taught by, in the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to praise Allah Ta'ala and to express our appreciation and our gratefulness over the bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But nevertheless, the lesson that we can take from this whole scenario and this kind of an incident is that in our lives also suddenly the angel of death will strike. When the angel of death strikes, then the opportunity to do any good deeds, unfortunately, is now non-existent, of course. If the person was intelligent enough to have invested in this world, we are very concerned about investments. We say now, that youngster who has invested or has purchased a house, so he is successful. He's got his house, so now he has succeeded in life because he's got his house. That's the main thing. He's got some kind of security. Whereas we know in today's times, even that too, security, if Allah Ta'ala wants to make it such that that house loses total value, it can happen. Nothing is difficult for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But the real security investment is the investment in the Akhirat. Even if the person didn't invest in any property, one person came to us at Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he said, Maulana, I don't know what to do, but my brother is putting lots of pressure on me. He said, must invest. So Maulana said, no worry, I'll talk to you. So Maulana called him. So Maulana said, you're telling your brother to invest. He doesn't have enough money to buy a good vest. Where is he going to invest? So the real investment is the investment in the Akhirat. Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah gives a beautiful example of a king. And this king had a beautiful kingdom. Everything was going for him to such an extent that he had 5 canals that were coming into the palace, 5 canals and streams of water that were coming into the palace. So everything was going well, but the wazir, the advisor, he told the king, oh king, don't put your trust and security in these canals. Because if the enemy comes and launches an attack, they can cut off the water supply from outside, then we're going to have a problem here. So that king said, what are you talking about? We've got such a powerful army. We've got such good border control and security and whatever else it may have been regarding security and border control and all these surveillance systems. As far as the angel of death is concerned, the person can have the most elaborate security. He can have an armed guard outside. He can have electric fencing too. He can have 2-3 security companies that are there. He can have his firearm and whatever else he may have. And he can be very well trained in martial arts. But there's one intruder that we cannot stop. And that is the angel of death. He is able to bypass all those security systems. And behind all our security systems, the angel of death, when he strikes and takes out our soul, unfortunately, there is no way we can stop that intruder. So nevertheless, now this king said, no, everything is going well, what's the need for? He said, no, why don't you just dig one borehole here in the palace so that if something like this happens, at least you got some water. So unfortunately, the king did not heed the advice of the wazir. And this is exactly what happened, that the enemy studied carefully what was the situation of the king. And they launched an attack. And the first thing they did was they closed off all those 5 canals that were supplying water to the palace of the king. Until eventually, everyone in the palace died out of thirst. And they took over. So Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says in the same way, we have got our 5 senses. We have got our eyes, our ears, the sense of touch, etc., etc. With these 5 senses, we are enjoying our lives. We are enjoying life. But if we do not, within our hearts, dig that borehole and make that effort and develop the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, develop the ishq and the ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and we do not invest in our Akhirat, then unfortunately when the angel of death will strike, now as we see when the lights go off, there will be total darkness, absolute darkness. But that person who kept the charger ready and the light was charging or the generator was plugged in and it had enough diesel or whatever it may have been and it had good backup systems. So now immediately when the light switch off, that system would immediately come on and now it will be light. In the same way in our graves, that person who had invested in his Akhirat, he had sent all his currency to the hereafter. Now when the angel of death strikes, then inshallah the person in his grave, there will be illumination. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be illumination. In this ayat of the Quran Sharif which we quoted, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen, yawma yaqulul munafiqoon, wal munafiqat, lilladheena amanu, naqtabis min nurikum. Allah Ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, on the day of Qiyamah, the mu'mineen, they will have light that will illuminate their way through the darkness. The munafiqeen will say, give us some of your light. Let us take some of your light. It will be said to them by the angels, irji'u. Go back, faltamisu. Irji'u wara'akum faltamisu nura. The place to get light is not here. The place to have gotten that nur was in this dunya. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, these opportunities and moments that we have to do good deeds, we should value it. Little act it is. It may be a small little act. That's why Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. That do not regard any good deed as insignificant, even if it is to meet your fellow Muslim brother with a cheerful countenance, with a happy face. Even that small little good deed, do not regard it as insignificant. And sometimes, respected elders and brothers, it's those small, insignificant deeds that become the means of our salvation. Because the person now, if he does good, big things, so now he gets a lot of name and fame. Person has to build a masjid, or he has to do some great deed where everybody comes to know of it. So sometimes these thoughts creep in our mind that, oh, I am very charitable, I am very generous. So now, unfortunately, the person's whole deed becomes spoilt. But that small little deed that the person does, nobody comes to know about it. That's the deed that he does solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many times we hear in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in the stories and incidents of the pious, that Allah ta'ala entered them into Jannah because of some small amal. It wasn't even something very big. It is mentioned with regards to the wife of Harun al-Rashid, her name was Zubaydah, and she built a canal from the river Euphrates right up to the plains of Arafat and Mina to supply the Hujjaj with water. So for hundreds of years, so many people benefited, and so many Hujjaj and Mu'tamireen benefited from this water. What a great deed it was. How much of money she spent, how much of effort was put into it. In any case, when she passed away, someone was very close to her. So she asked her that, how did Allah Ta'ala deal with you? And how did Allah Ta'ala reward you for this great deed of yours of building the canal from one region to the other region, supplying thousands and millions of Hujjaj with water? So she said that, on one occasion, I was seated in my garden and I was enjoying the comforts of my garden, and it was a very hot day. So I asked my servant for a glass of water, cold glass of water. So she brought the cold glass of water, and I really wanted to drink that water. But suddenly I heard the adhan. I heard the adhan being called. So I put the glass down and I listened to the adhan. So she said, Allah Ta'ala said that that action of yours, that respect you showed to my adhan, it's so beloved to me, on that basis I am entering you into Jannah. But you see, the thing is, was that action she did it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may have been something absolutely insignificant, but there was so much of ikhlas in that amal of hers, that was the amal which was so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes it's that small little amal that we do, and nobody comes to know of it, that is the one that becomes the means of our salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the realization. So respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever programs were conducted. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible that benefit continues from the programs and from all our masajid. Allah ta'ala make this Ramadan a means of reformation and change for the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala alleviate the suffering of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humanity at large. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.